I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I saw this in the news the other day, and I was like, why are they talking about it? People are going to take advantage of it. And then it happened to me.
What's up?
I've heard about this happening, but I didn't think it happened as this frequently. I don't think it should get out. Because once people find out about it,
yeah,
they're going to ruin it for everybody.
Okay, so you feel like the end of your opportunity is coming now that people know? What is this?
I got a free rake.
What?
Okay.
You got a free rake?
It all
a rake.
A rake.
Like a rake in a yard.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you do a lot of raking?
No, I don't. I've never actually raked anything in my life.
Did you buy a bunch of rakes in bulk and then therefore got a free rake?
Dakota, my almost 6-year-old, her Girl Scout troop was going to a local farm to help clean up, so they had to bring their own rakes.
Okay.
So I had to buy a rake for her. So
here I am thinking that you've got a whole shed full of stuff here and they're just like, yeah, it's a bonus. No, you have so few things that you needed to buy a rake
specifically.
Do you
want to know the secret or not?
Yes.
Do you want to know the secret?
All right, what happened?
So, my friends have always told me that lately when they would return things to Amazon,
yeah,
they go to return it and they'll get a thing that pops up and say, just keep it.
Yeah.
We'll refund your account. So then I saw this thing and the headline is retailers quietly offering returnless refunds. You know, obviously this is not going to be in their Black Friday commercials, but a lot of these retailers, because they do the shipping and shipping prices have gotten so much higher, Walmart, Target, Amazon, Wayfair, they don't want to be bothered with shipping back unwanted items. So they're letting shoppers keep them along with the full refund.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's not just t-shirts, but they've told customers to keep like bigger, hard to ship items like desks, even sofas. And guess what else? Rakes. Because she was supposed to go on election day. She was off from school. That was the day they were supposed to go clean up the farm.
Okay, they were volunteering. You had to go do it.
The rake didn't come in time.
Ah.
So I was like, well, I'm returning this rake because I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to rake anything in my entire life.
Never.
Never.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I just love the idea of you guys picking out a rake. You were like, is that a rake? You had to, like, Google it.
I know what a rake looks like.
All right.
Yeah,
you say so.
My husband has a rake, but he wouldn't let her. He wouldn't like him take his big man rake to the farm. So
right.
I go and I go return it. And it was like $30 for this rake. And I go to return it. And it says, you don't have to do it. And they refunded me immediately to my account. So now I have a free $30 rake.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. And I was like, I can't believe this is a real thing. My friends always tell me like they get free scrunchies or that they buy a shirt they don't like and they go to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but what is stopping somebody from everything they buy trying to return it to see if it says you have to ship it back or not?
Well, I think they keep a log of that stuff. They remember last year they said that they were going to start coming after troublesome customers, right? So I think if you have an excessive amount of returns, but that's directly proportionate to how much stuff you're buying. So if you're buying a ton of stuff, let's say you're returning, you know, X amount of stuff, then I think you're probably going to be fine. Walmart, you ordered from, I feel like they're going to tell me to drop it off at a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what you could do?
Sell my rake because I'm thinking about it. But put on Facebook Marketplace.
Like 30 different identities, right? And then keep ordering this rake.
I have a rake available for sale right now. Brand new.
Yeah. Yeah. $35.
$12.
Oh, you're going to.
It's a deal.
Cut
you
rake.
Got a deal. Now I just made $12.
Trending is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/AnnaAndRaven. Well, some of them are making their way back. Remember last week we talked about 43 monkeys escaped from a South Carolina facility where they were being used for testing. And they put out a warning to everybody in the area being like, guys, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't leave your house. There's 43 wild monkeys just going crazy. And this has been the news for the last couple days.
25 of the 42 missing monkeys who escaped a research center in South Carolina have now been captured. The monkeys made a break for it Wednesday after an employee failed to securely lock a door. Workers are trying to use food to lure them back into the center.
If you were going to be lured back into a facility with food, what would the food be, Raven?
Cheeseburgers. I mean, if I'm a monkey, I feel like it's very fragrant. It's, you know, wafting through the air, basically, that smell there. Possibly added bacon. Very much. It'll work good.
Public is not in any danger, but the federal government has fined this facility in the past following similar escapes.
I mean,
what?
How many times does it take for there to be a breakout in the area of a place where they're testing vaccines where you're like, no, let's shut this thing down?
I talked about this last week, but there's a facility in my town down the street from my house that I am convinced has like a whole basement filled with like wild animals, and I don't even know what they're doing down there. Yeah. I have nothing to back this up except that I've created this story in my head, right?
Well, they just pay for all the sponsorships around town. Nobody knows what's happening there.
So they anytime you ask them for a donation for like school or for like a charity or whatever, they say yes. This past weekend was my daughter's high school play.
Yeah.
When you close the program, the entire back is a paid sponsorship for this facility.
But does it say what they do? Does it say contact us to buy here?
Nope. Here's your money. Don't ask us any questions.
1,000 years ago, I saw a movie where they were chimpanzees in a situation like this. And then they broke out and they stole an airplane.
Oh.
Yeah.
If they can get their hands on an airplane.
Project X.
At this point, if they don't want to come back, let them do their thing. You know what? Let them go. They live
there
now.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe give them a plane.
Yeah.
Maybe give them a plane.
Speaking of mistakes, like this facility and getting in trouble.
Why is it you're always causing some sort of commotion?
Why are you all causing commotion? Well, there's been some commotion over the last 24 hours. That was a lot of words. It was a lot of words I had to say
Maybe a lot of syllables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wicked is coming out with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo on November 22nd.
It's very exciting.
Is it? So,
wow. I think it looks great.
Okay, we'll get to that in 1 second. But Mattel made the dolls for them.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Except that the website that they posted on the box that was released in all Targets, it's not actually a link to Wicked the Musical.
Okay.
It's to an adult website.
Oh, misprint.
It's a misprint. And they're sad about it. And they said they're sorry.
They should be sad about it. Yes, they should be remorseful about the fact that what did they put this on the packaging of all the dolls?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
I know.
I mean, who doesn't check the website
Somebody
first?
Made a mistake.
Somebody was like, of course we own that website.
Somebody's fired. I mean, that's 100% sure.
I would think so.
The company is advising people who already bought the dolls to get rid of the packaging or obscure the link. Like, you know, just take a marker. I think
how many people are handing that out at Christmas? They bought it now.
Yeah, don't obscure the link. They're going to be worth a lot of money one day. They're a misprint. It's like getting a penny that has like the wrong president on it or whatever. You know?
No, I don't know if it's the same thing, but I get what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
What happened this past weekend? There were so many rescues. It's all over the news. Okay, first one is kind of cute, Raven. There's Bala. It's a baby goat that got stuck on a cliff in Hawaii.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, a little guy was just up there. They couldn't get to him. And then finally, they were able to rescue his cute little face.
This is Bala Buddy. He'll soon have a new home with 15-year-old Lawa'i Diaz.
It's okay. I've actually been wanting a goat for a while now.
But of course.
I've been waiting for the right one to come along that needed rescuing, and Bala is just perfect.
Yeah, Bala was standing there on that cliff for 4 days and figured, yeah, I could use a new mom.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God somebody recognized and saw him up there.
I know.
The poor little guy.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, but he's got a 15-year-old mama.
Yeah, do you feel as bad for this woman as you felt for Bala?
An Australian woman is recovering with only minor scratches and bruises after a bizarre accident.
Yeah, she dropped her phone between some rocks during a hike, slipped, got stuck upside down. 7 hours.
7 hours.
Oh, boy.
Rescuers had to remove several heavy boulders to create a safe access point. The phone was not recovered.
Didn't get the phone back.
I mean, you moved all those boulders, you get me out of the hole, and you still don't grab my phone?
That boulder that they had to remove was 500 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But you want to know what?
How long does it take when you're upside down, by the way, before your head bursts?
I don't know. I would think not that long. I don't think I last 7 hours.
Right?
Sometimes I get dizzy if I get out of bed too fast.
Right. I'd be like, just take me.
Uh-huh.
Take me.
Then there was this.
Disney Treasure cruise ship comes to the rescue of four people stranded on a sinking catamaran more than 200 miles off the coast of Bermuda.
What?
The Coast Guard received their distress call this morning and issued a broadcast. The closest vessel was the Disney Treasure. The ship launched a small boat and safely rescued everyone on board a little more than an hour later. Disney says the brand new Treasure was on its first transatlantic voyage.
It hasn't even officially launched yet, yeah. And this Disney cruise had to go save these people.
I think that, like, you're required by maritime law,
yes,
or whatever, if you're within proximity, to turn around and go, which seems terrifying, but it does happen quite often. I mean, not always with a good result. So that's great.
Yeah, so that's good news. They were able to save those four people. I was just reading all these stories, and yeah, I was like, what is happening? But the truth of the matter is, sometimes you got to get rescued.
Sure.
When were you rescued? Diana?
When I was 10, I was swimming, and the waves are so strong. And so a storm was coming in, and I just remember, you know, swimming and then my head going under and then coming up and then suddenly realizing that I couldn't get my head up above the water before the next wave would come. So luckily, this 76-year-old lifeguard named Hal, who's been working out there for forever, came out and got me and pulled me in, and I've never been so grateful to see someone. And so he pulled me out and everything was fine. But it's kind of wild how quickly, you know, one, you're just having fun and you're swimming, and then you're realizing, oh my gosh, it was scary. I didn't swim for a year after that, but now I'm fine.
Did you say 76 years old?
Right. Like, how'd you find that out? Were you like, dude, you're old. How old are you? Thanks for saving me.
Out there, you know, it's like a small community, and he's been working out there his whole life,
so he's like old
everyone
Al.
Knows him.
Yeah. Old Al, the lifeguard, everybody knows him.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh, he's a pro, saved your life,
right?
I mean, so like, you can never retire, buddy.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I hope he's still out there for my sake, right?
When's the last time you had to be rescued from something? What happened? I don't know what happened this weekend, but there was a lot of rescues. First, Bala, a baby goat that got stuck on a cliff in Hawaii. Took 4 days to get that little guy down, but he's safe now.
I'm so happy.
That woman in Australia dropped her phone in between two boulders hiking. Took 7 hours to get her out.
Seems like a waste of resources, but you really, really, really got to get those photos and phone numbers.
And Disney's new cruise ship was on its maiden voyage and got called to have to rescue four people stuck on a sinking catamaran.
The least Mickey and Minnie could do.
So when were you rescued? What happened? Lindsay?
In 2007, I was in a fatal, air quotes, car wreck where I went off the side of the highway, flipped multiple times, and landed upside down. I actually had to be cut from the car, and they lifelined me to a trauma hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was like fatal, like you were dead for a minute, and then like you saw the light?
Yeah, they pronounced me brain dead on the scene, but they still put me on the helicopter. Despite that.
Oh, my God.
I don't want anybody doing a brain dead diagnosis when I'm on the side of a highway or in the woods.
Right.
Put me on the helicopter. Like, let's give it a shot.
Let's figure it out when I get to the hospital.
Right.
Let's not make any rash decisions. What if you're alive like you? Well, thank God they were able to bring you there and save you.
Thank God somebody noticed that you actually still had a brain.
Right.
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, if I got a pulse, let's see what we can do. Give me a couple days to wake up.
Do you have any recollection of what happened?
None. My last memory is driving down the road, listening to music, and my next is waking up an entire week later in complete darkness. Had no clue where I was or what happened.
How long were you in the hospital for after you woke up?
An entire month.
Yeah,
I spent a month in the hospital myself after a car accident. That's a rough go. Who hit you?
I have no clue. They don't know if it was an animal. They don't know if I fell asleep. They don't know if it was a hit and run.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, I'm so happy you're okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Oh, my gosh. That's scary, huh?
Laura, how did you get rescued?
My girlfriend and I were moving into our new apartment. It was up on the third floor, which is no problem. Like, we're strong, independent women, right?
Yeah.
And we're moving our couch up, and it's kind of a tight corner, and we got stuck, like not just the couch, but like I was physically stuck, like crushed between like the stair and the wall and this giant couch on top of me. So we're just both yelling, help! And then this really sweet older lady who ended up being our downstairs neighbor, she's like, you both need some help up there. She got her husband and with superhuman strength helped to shove that couch up over the edge, and I was freed, and it was amazing. And I just have never seen such sweet, kind, loving, and also strong elderly people.
Who knew all these elderly people had so many muscles?
I mean, if I'm the guy that's sitting in my apartment and I'm just trying to watch TV, sit on my couch, there's nothing worse that I want to hear than, honey, you got to come help these people, good person or not. I'm not saying, you know what I mean? Like, I just would have been unawares if nobody had told me the whole time. You could have died down there in that staircase. I wouldn't have known.
There's two women stuck in the staircase with a couch pinning them against the wall.
Right, like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, we made them some nice cookies to say thank you, and they were our buddies the whole time we were living in that apartment.
I moved my sister into Manhattan, and she was like five stories up. Getting that couch up there was the hell of my life. A week after they moved in, they had bed bugs. They were leaving, so we had to go, and I was like, that couch is staying. We left it.
In a way, the bed bugs helped you out at that one.
Maybe. What's a dating deal breaker for you? So Olivia Rodrigo was interviewed, and they were talking about this, and this is what she said.
Okay, this is a very oddly specific question that I ask guys on first dates. I always ask them if they think that they would want to go to space. And if they say yes, I don't date them.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, you have no future with Olivia Rodrigo.
Yep.
Yeah.
She asked them if they want to go to space.
And if they say yes, she does not date them.
Does she explain why? Is it because she'll miss them when they're gone and they're out there doing their space thing? Because that's understandable.
No, she probably just thinks it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She got so much backlash from this. So many guys came forward and said it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
It's not a fair judgment.
Because guys want to go to space.
Guys want to go to space.
Long story short,
giggling because I was at the airport last weekend and I was listening to the family behind me, and there was a teenager and she was with her parents and she looked over to her dad and she was like, "Dad," and I knew she had heard about this, and she was like, "If you could go to space on your next flight, after we get home," she's like, "would you go to space?" And dad was like, Yeah. Totally. I want to go to space. And then I hear the mom go, why? Why would you want to go to space? And it was
giggling. Same thing in my house. My wife has no desire. And I'm like, I will go up there and dig ditches.
I am 100% certain. I actually have never asked my husband before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should call him and ask him. If he would definitely go. I don't think so.
No?
I don't think Paul's into space.
No?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yes. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, what's a dating deal breaker for you? A question that you would ask on a first date that would basically decide whether or not you would continue pursuing this person.
Gosh, well, the space one in reverse seems like a big one for me. I mean, I would want to know right away, right? Like, you're talking about big things and aspirations for your relationship. So for me, dating deal breaker is going to be dogs or cats, basically. Like, I got to know how you feel about animals. I do. Mm-hmm. I have to know how you feel about animals right away. And you know what? I did not date a girl one time because, like, she was like, I was a cat person at the time and she was a dog person. And I was like, I don't get it. And she's like, oh, yeah, they sleep on the bed and all that stuff. And I would not date her at that point. And now I'm a dog guy.
I get a lot of mean emails about this when I say it.
Okay.
I don't want to date a video gamer.
Oh.
And I know you're smart, and I know you're the future, and I know all that stuff, but I grew up, my brother was a gamer. You know, they do all the stuff in the future, and they're smart people.
My brother was a gamer. Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, it's great. But I spent my whole life watching my brother attached to that TV.
Yes.
And even though he has a really great job right now, and he's a solid human being, I'm not down.
I don't know how people do it once they still are adults at that point. Mm-hmm. Like there was a time that I had that I gamed, sure. Most of that time I was single. But all I can say is like, now that you're an adult and you have other things to do, like, it eats a lot of time.
Louis, what's a deal breaker for you?
Any sort or any type of bad hygiene. The smallest thing. If it's not intact, you know, oh no, I can't do it.
Like, I mean,
bad breath or bad fingernails.
He said anything.
Anything. Bad fingernails, bad body odor, bad breath, you know, dirty clothes, anything. I'm just not able to do it. It just shows a lack of self-discipline.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference, too, between, like, effort being put in and not being put in. Listen, if you're a little stinky, you just took a jog. You just came from the gym. Like, that's one thing, right? Like, if your hair is a mess because you were on a red eye, that makes sense to you. If you walk over somebody's house and they've got piles of dirty clothes in their apartment, that's different.
Yeah.
Now, what's a dating deal breaker for you? You see somebody do this one thing, you're out. What's a deal breaker? A question you ask somebody on the first date, and that'll determine whether or not you continue dating them. Olivia Rodrigo's been trending because she says she asks guys if they want to travel to space. And if they say yes, then she's out.
Seems like a sad deal breaker, but if that's what works for her.
Joe, what's the dating deal breaker for you?
It's more of an experience. If the first time she drives, she's like horrible and blames everybody else on the road, I can't come back.
You know what? I have been in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in that situation when you get in the car with somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I knew who this person was.
Right.
Right? And then you're like, no, I have no idea who this person is. And it's a great indicator for other things in their life.
Horrible driving and just ranting and raving at everybody.
Yes.
I was like, I felt so unsafe.
Yes. Yes.
I have a few friends like that. I'm not going to lie.
You don't even want to go back with them. You're like, oh, no, I'm meeting somebody here after. You're just, wow.
I call it the brace yourself. Whenever you get in a car with them, you brace yourself.
So unsafe.
Heather, how about you? What's a deal breaker?
If they have an ugly, rundown, busted car, I cannot do it. I have to arrive wherever we're going in style. A nice clean seat to sit myself in my cute outfit. I can't do it if it's dirty.
Yeah, if it's dirty, I get it. If it's just old, but it still runs, I don't know if I can hate on that vehicle.
How old is old? I'm trying to decide. The car I have now, I think is old, and my husband says that I'm out of my mind. It's not old.
Yeah, how old is it?
5 years.
That's not very old.
To me, it's like, it's ancient.
Yeah.
I ask him every day if it's safe for me to drive. And every day, he's like, Anna. He's like, it's a Japanese car. It's fine. It's going to last you till 250,000 miles. And I'm like, I don't know, babe. I think it's going down on the side of the road.
Is it safe? Wow. You know, I mean, listen, I get it. It's old news for you, the car, because you've had it. And if you hate your partner's car, I understand.
But okay, so it's one thing if it's just like an old car, because there's some old cars that are hot. Like you see like an old BMW,
totally.
Some old Mercedes, like those are cool.
Something with character.
Yeah.
Is cool.
But is there some cars that no matter what, they're deal breakers?
And they could be that way even for brand new cars too, though, right? Like there's certain cars, they'll tell you an awful lot about somebody.
I mean, I haven't hidden the fact that I think Cybertrucks are a hazard to the road and your eyes. So, like, I could never date a person
that had a Cybertruck.
Oh, no. Or a Tesla. Like, I just, it's I can't. Like,
really?
I don't know why.
Friends with Teslas.
Oh, no. I'm friends with Tesla people, but I wouldn't be able to be romantically involved.
Oh.
Yeah. We would only be friends.
it's that unsexy that it's somewhat borderline repulsive.
I told you, they look like eggs. I can't deal with the eggs. But there's other cars, too.
I agree with you with the Cybertruck. Those are hideous.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the six people listening that have them.
I just feel like I know all sorts of things about a person when I see them and they have like the biggest, like craziest sports car. Like I just feel like I assume that I know things about them. Whether that's right or wrong, whether that's grown up or not. It's the same thing about people with big, big trucks. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. Jeep people, I know something about you Jeep people. I do.
I like Jeep people.
I'm not saying I dislike Jeep people. I'm just saying I know something about them as soon as I see their vehicle.
I don't drive a Jeep, but I think I'm a Jeep people. Is that even possible?
No, a Jeep person?
Yeah. Can you be a Jeep person if you don't actually drive a Jeep?
You're a person of Jeep even though you don't have a Jeep.
Right.
I'm not sure.
So weird. But yeah. I identify as a Jeep person. Nobody be nervous. Everybody be excited.
I mean, the crazy thing is like you do something that you never do. You count down the time when somebody that's just new is in the studio.
Mm.
That's going to make people nervous when you're like 45 seconds, 30 seconds, 15 seconds. It's like a shuttle launch.
Here's the thing. Behind the scenes here, we have joyfully welcomed two people to our cast. Mm. And you're going to meet our Justin coming up a little bit later on in the show. But I am so excited to welcome Julie. Julie has actually been with us for the last few weeks behind the scenes, learning everything. Julie, welcome.
Hello, everyone. I am Julie. I'm from New Jersey.
And I just graduated from Sacred Heart, so I'm so excited to be here and meet everybody.
We're going to have her read her resume next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I can sing it if you want.
You really going to make her do that?
No,
I mean, here's
not.
The exciting part is that Julie is a woman.
Yeah,
Julie is a woman, and Anna has wanted a woman so bad.
I have. I mean, I've worked with all guys, and I love working with guys. But to have a girl here with me is so exciting. You know, it's a different energy, and I'm so happy that you're here. And we are so happy that you're here. I'll leave it at that.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So Julie's been doing awesome behind the scenes. And she's been working with us and graduated from college and brings a whole new perspective that I'm very excited about.
She's very smart. Mm-hmm. There was a time in the interview process, actually, when Anna and I were sitting in the interview, and I think that we kind of gave each other a knowing look that we questioned whether or not Julie was the smartest person in the building.
Well, because she's fresh out of college, so all the stuff that...
She's not broken.
Right. Like, she knows.
She hasn't been broken yet by society.
Well, that's good. I was sweating, so... Yeah.
Well, one of the bosses said the same thing. He was like, oh, no, the questions that she's asking me in the interview, she may
really?
Be better suited for my job.
Yeah. But,
well, there you go.
So here's the thing. Julie, there's nothing more awkward than when people say, like, tell us about you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
I didn't want to do that for you. So what I did was I bought this game called Sleepover Party, and it's for ages 8 and up.
Oh.
And it's for when people are having sleepovers when you're a child, and it's games that you play. It says it's silly stunts, performances, and activities.
This is how you bond. This is how you get to know each other.
So,
the friendships you made at 8 years old are the ones you kept the rest of your life.
Forever.
So I have these cards here. Let's start by picking one of them, and then you have to do whatever it says on the card. Deal?
Got it. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, let's go with this one.
Okay, what does it say? Oh, want me to read it?
Yeah,
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
It's long.
Act like a professional basketball player giving an interview on why his team won the game against the others in a team of cartoon characters. All right, so I'm going to adjust this. Act like a professional basketball player. Why you got the job over everybody else that applied?
All right. Well, I'm just going to be a woman for that. Let's see. Well, I'm just better than everybody, and I think I did a really good job. And we really teamed up in those tough one-on-ones, and you know, got those questions, got those passes, and came for the layup.
Yeah.
We made you interview like with 5 people, which seemed excessive to me.
Right.
Every day with a different person.
You're right.
She did all right. I mean, the only thing that you were missing was 110%. You have to say that sometime when you're dealing with any sort of sports question, but you know, it was good. You said it as the team. And then it was clear that you didn't know anything about basketball by the way you wrapped it up. But either way.
I almost said we went for a touchdown, but I held that part
You
back.
Pulled that back. Yep. Right. Good idea.
I'm going to pick a second one for you just out of my own entertainment. Really quickly.
The game has changed immediately.
Great. Can you sing the instructions on how to post a reel to Instagram?
Okay.
Edit. You have to edit. So much editing. Edit and then go to the caption, make a caption, hashtags, and then click post. But then you have to post it on everything. So you do it 8 more times and then you're done. Oh, did you hear that?
I just wanted to give her a melody.
That was really good, Julie.
I wanted to give her a melody at the end.
Well, Julie, welcome to the team. You'll be hearing a lot more Julie on the air. And coming up in a little bit, in the next hour, you're going to get to meet Justin, too.
Thank you.
It is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all those who served in our great military. Most federal employees will be off today, and that means no banks or mail service. Federal government offices are closed, and national parks will be free today.
Well, thank you for all that you do, those that have already served and those that are active duty as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of controversy, though, and you knew there would be, like Come a headline on. For the day. It's not about our veterans, but it's about Michael Strahan. You know, he's the retired Giants player. He was Kelly Ripa's partner on her show for a while, and now he's an NFL sportscaster. But here's what happened yesterday, and then you can be the judge on whether or not he should be canceled. Here's the internet voice explaining.
On Sunday, during a Fox NFL pregame show at the San Diego Naval Base, Michael Strahan chose not to place his hand over his heart during the national anthem. This decision has ignited outrage among viewers, with many labeling his actions as disrespectful to the military.
All right, here's what I don't understand.
Hmm.
So when you see the picture, it's 7 of them all lined up.
Yeah.
Every one of the other ones, Terry Bradshaw and all the other guys that I don't know, they all have their right hand over their heart. Even Gronk. If Gronk knows, everybody should know, right, what to do.
Okay.
And he doesn't. Now, I think it's a mistake. He made a mistake. He didn't even realize that he wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
You know, he's part of a military family. His father served 23 years in the Army, you know, as part of the 82nd Airborne Division.
Sure.
So I think that this is a mistake. But I'm like, when this started trending last night, Why didn't he just squash it and say, I made a mistake, I'm so sorry? Because the internet is freaking out at him.
Well, what did he say?
He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still sleeping? I mean, did he not wake up yet?
He could consider it a non-issue too, right? Like, people are nitpicking at this thing. It's not like he took a knee or something like that. I mean, at the same time, listen, if he is upset or if he doesn't feel like putting his hand over his heart, it is his decision to do that. It is up to him to do that. Plenty of people agree with you, and I'm not going to say whether I do or not, but I'm going to say that, you know, I mean, veterans, you know, they gave all the sacrifices for you to be able to make that choice. There's plenty of people that make choices that we don't agree with, right? So
when I was a cheerleader in high school, and we did the national anthem, you know what we do? It was a little bit sneaky.
What's that?
We would cross our fingers behind our back for good luck. Now looking back, I don't know if we were allowed to do that, but we did it.
Maybe
we
people thought that meant that you were a communist if they had seen that at that point. It just seems like, you know what I mean? Like we're getting a little riled up here over nothing.
Go Crusaders. That's all I got to say about that.
Also trending, the 2025 Grammy Award nominations have officially been revealed.
Yes, there was some surprising stuff in there, I have to say.
I was really all about the ladies. Beyonce leads the way with 11 nominations for Cowboy Carter, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year. And that brings her total number of Grammy nominations to 99, the most in Grammy history.
That really is amazing, right? You know, listen, I have to say, I like the album, all right? I like the songs. They got no love in country stuff.
Because I don't know if it was really country.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
You think album of the year?
No, absolutely
right?
not.
Right? It doesn't seem right, right? Nope. But Jay-Z, he did say that last year. He's like, all these nominations, no album of the year.
Hand in hand with that, about the powerfulness of Beyonce, Yale University just announced a new course based on Beyonce's political and cultural impact. And I was like, sign me up for that class. I mean, I used to have to take things like statistics where I didn't know what the heck was happening.
Right, you'd like an elective that was on Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
It feels like shop class back in seventh grade.
Oh, I would take that 100%. Is that an elective? Can I just take that as part of my elective class?
Right, can you take that yourself now? Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Justin to the team.
Woo!
Hello. We've been having some changes behind the scenes that we're very excited about. A little while ago, you met Julie, who is one of our new producers. And now you're going to meet Justin, who's also one of our new producers. But the truth of the matter is Justin's not new to us because we've been working with him for the last year and a half at this point.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, around there anyway. Yeah, for sure.
Justin has been our go-to fill-in guy for a while now.
Long time.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, whenever John or Sean used to be out, Justin would be in here filling in diligently. And it's a lot to ask for somebody to be on call and ready to go. And he's done a great job with it. And now he's got his own thing happening here.
Seamless.
Yep. 100%.
Seamless.
You've made my life so easy, Justin. You have no idea. And I'm forever thankful for that.
That's what I do.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Full-time professionally, here you are.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited to be here.
So tell us about yourself.
As you said, I've been here for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And been more than happy to share my abilities and whatever talents I have with you in the past.
He's sharing his gift.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
He's been sharing his gift with us.
I've done a lot of roles around here, so I have my fingers in a little bit of everything. But it's great to have one thing that I can really put my focus into, and I'm just thrilled to be here with you guys.
So I don't know if
he's a good interviewer.
He's so good.
Listen,
he's so calm and collected. I bought this game over the weekend, Sleepover Party Game. It's for ages 8 and up, and on the cover of the game, it has three girls at a sleepover. And I picked some of the cards. It says that there's stunts and there's suggestions and performances. I'm going to let you pick one, and then you have to do whatever it says on the card.
Perfect.
Pick a card, any card.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
No money involved, unfortunately.
No.
All right.
What does it say?
Pretend you are a monkey in a drive-through window.
Oh.
Order your lunch.
Okay, go ahead.
Order your lunch.
When does he start ordering the food? This is ridiculous. All right, do another one.
It's ridiculous. This is great.
Yeah.
This is how the audience gets to know you.
When does he say, I'll take a number six?
Like an ape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretend you are a monkey and that. No.
No. All right.
They're all the same.
Jesus. What kind of a sleepover is this anyway? pretend to cry until you find something in the room that starts with the letter see.
I don't want to cry.
There's literally nothing in the studio that starts with letter C.
I'm looking around.
There's gotta be something that starts with the letter C. That's not even a copier, that's a printer. That doesn't count. I'm so frustrated. There's a camera right here. There's a camera right here.
Good. Sold. Should we do one more? Can I pick one for you?
One more.
This one. Yeah.
Here we go. Hurry up.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Act like a diva and name three things you must have in your dressing room before you will go on stage and sing.
Nice.
No, I am not going to perform like a diva just because you want me to, Anna.
Fine.
I'm going to do what I want to do until I get my coffee brought back in here. I get my sunglasses to take down the glare of these obscene lights in here.
I like it very bright.
And then until I get...
We broke a straight
thought. An idea for a third thing.
All right. Fair enough.
All right.
Justin, welcome to the team. Justin and Julie are our new producers. We're so excited to have you guys with us.
Thank you.
Don't cry, Anna.
I'm going to try not to. I'm very happy.
Just pretend to cry.
What era are you in? I feel like because of Taylor Swift and the Eras Tour, everybody now, everything, you're in an era. Mm-hmm. Your era. And Ariana Grande was talking about what era she's in because she's always been a pop star and now she's going to change things a little bit.
I think I love acting. I love musical theater. I think reconnecting with this part of myself who started in musical theater and who loves comedy, and it heals me to do that, finding roles to use these parts of myself.
She says she's in her Broadway era and, mm-hmm. you know, because of Wicked, she's going to stay there for a while.
I have high hopes. I think mm-hmm. that the movie looks great. I never saw it on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I never read the book. But either way, I'm interested. I mean, the trailer was that powerful. And with all the anticipation and excitement, I think that it's been very impressive to see her so far in this role.
If you've missed it, earlier on the show, we introduced you to our new producers, Julie and Justin. And guys, we were talking about, like, what era are you in right now, right? Like, because everybody's got an era that they're in.
Yeah.
Raven, what era are you in?
I'm going to change my own air and cabin filters era. Like I'm that guy,
the
right?
DIY guy.
Don't ask me nothing at the auto shop. I want you to change my oil. That's all I want you to do. The wipers need to be done. Oh, I'll handle that. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I'm in my era.
Okay, Justin, what era are you in?
100%. What?
There we are. I'm in my 4 a.m. era.
Oh, you like 4 a.m.?
I only knew 4 a.m. previously as a bedtime. In my former life, up until a few short weeks ago, I was the night owl, and now I've had to completely flip flop my entire life structure. So now I am early to bed, early to rise.
What time are you going to bed?
If I can make it to 9:00 p.m., I'm really stretching it. I'm about at 8:30 these days now.
Wow,
this lifestyle is an adjustment. Yeah. I will tell you that it is a commitment and an adjustment to having to get up so early to prepare for a show and to do all the stuff that we do.
Well, I'll tell you now that you already accepted the job, this will kill you. So good luck with that. So,
everything's going to kill you at some point.
Raven's 22 years old.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me, bro. I'm dying.
Julie, what era are you in?
I am in my foodie era. I cannot stop eating. I am a bottomless pit. So I was dairy-free for like 4 years in college. And now I'm not. So
just felt like not doing
it. Gave up.
Watch out. I keep eating everything.
Watch out, dairy.
The combinations are ridiculous. You can't tell me that a salty chip and a chocolate chip are not delicious together.
Okay. I like salty and sweet together, as a matter of fact. I love that.
Actually, you were just talking about, what are you and your boyfriend doing where you're not ordering cheese on the pizza to determine who's got the best sauce?
Yes, there's the best. That's the best way to tell if a pizza place is good, is based on their sauce, because the cheese is all the same.
What?
I know.
It's delicious.
Who are you?
It's delicious.
Can't you get a side of it with some breadsticks to dip in and try it that way?
No, this is the only way.
When I hear foodie, I think to myself, fancy foods. You're talking about pizza without cheese. Okay, I don't know what's happening.
The weird stuff.
I was trying to figure it out. And at first, I was going to call it my survival era. Mm-hmm. And then it seemed really negative to say that. But I'll say I changed it to my giddy up era. And I don't know if other moms can relate with this, but I am in go mode 99% of the time. From when my feet hit the floor out of the bed in the morning until I get to bed at night, it is 100 miles per hour. Get to work, get the kids, get them to practice, get dinner on the table, go to do the grocery shopping. Oh my gosh, I forgot to pay the whatever, the sign up genius. Oh, they have parent teacher conferences. It's like you just go, go, go. And you tell yourself every week, next week will be easier. And it never is.
Is that an era or is that just life?
No, it's an era. Because
that's your life.
Because then they go to college. And then I think that's when it's over. But I'm not sure. I'll report back on that. All right. Stand by.
What couple?
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and it's up for you to decide who's right.
The Couples Court is powered by Ro.co. Are GLP-1s right for you? Go to Ro.co/Anna to find out if you're covered for free.
For box warning and full safety information, go to Ro.co/safety. Prescription only. Mike and Liza, let's start with you, Liza. What's going on? You feeling the holiday spirit? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. See, I love Christmas. It's all about family and giving, and I come from a big family, but Mike gets all up in his feelings because I'm ready to put up the Christmas tree.
It is that time of year. Mike, why are you so fixated on the fact that Liza wants to put up the tree?
Oh, man, I just feel like it's a little bit too early, you know? Usually it's cool around, you know, maybe even December 1st, but it seems like we're skipping over Thanksgiving, and we're just a little bit too early.
It's the same conversation every single year. It's respecting the turkey. Is it too early? I mean, it's really not even the middle of November yet. We're barely there. And you want to put up a tree?
I mean, I can eat turkey at any time of the year too, right? Like, I don't have to wait just for Thanksgiving to have turkey. You ever heard of turkey cutlets? People can have a sandwich. Right? Respect the bird by getting an extra turkey today if you're so worried about the bird's feelings.
Do you get a real tree?
Absolutely. It's all about the smells that the real tree gets off. And we have a whole tradition with going and picking out the tree, just the right one. And it's okay if it's almost dying. I mean, it's not really dead by Christmas. It really does last till the end of the year. Mike is just being dramatic, and he feels like it's dead whenever it's not.
It definitely, I feel like it's too early. It starts to dry out. You know, even the smell dies down when you put it out a little bit too early. And then we have to do a lot more cleanup because the tree starts to shed. You know, the shorter amount of time that we have to do around cleaning and monitoring the tree, even better.
You know, it wouldn't bother me to put up the tree early, Anna, because it just seems like that time of year is so busy. Like, we go get ours right after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah,
that
but
weekend.
That's a normal time, right? Yeah, after, well, Thanksgiving, not now. We have 2-3 weeks till Thanksgiving.
What I'm saying is like everybody feels like that's the normal time, so it's packed. There's this hustle and bustle to it, along with the other things that you have to get done. So I wouldn't mind doing it early if I could. On the other hand, when you're walking by the tree and every time you mistakenly bump into it or whatever, you just hear that rain of needles coming down. Like, that's not good either.
I no offense, Liza. Like, I know, like, the power be with you, and this is the season, and if it brings you
the
happiness and joy mentally, it's a good thing. I've read every single study. I just feel like you wait till after Thanksgiving to put up your tree. That's just the way it should be.
That's rules.
I just, in my house anyway, so I understand where Mike's coming from, and doesn't he get an equal say?
Is it too early to put up the Christmas tree?
Seems like every year this debate pops up. When is it too soon to put up the tree? Because Mike and Liza certainly can't agree. Liza was ready to put it up this past weekend, was annoyed that she couldn't put it up this past weekend because she had to come on Couples Court today to argue about it.
Listen, if you're telling me that it's time to go shopping, if everything's in the stores and the spirit is all around me when I go out to retail, why shouldn't it be there with me when I get home?
Now, Mike disagrees. Mike thinks that after Thanksgiving, December 1st, that's when the tree goes up. And that was the tradition in his house growing up. And he doesn't like having it up all this time. What do you think, Jessica?
So I think you need to do what makes you happy. We have a fake tree. We put it up this weekend. So I feel like whatever you need to do to get through the holidays and make it a joyous time, do you.
Yeah, do you. Anna, there is a Christmas tree up right now in my house.
Why?
I'm going to tell you a secret. We never put it away last year down in the basement.
Get out of here.
I swear. I know that might be jarring to some. We spend so little time in the basement that we didn't put it away. We were going to cover it. It has a cover now. You don't even break it down. You just throw a cover over it.
It's just in the corner. There's a giant something wrapped in a garbage bag, and you just let it roll?
Basically, but I don't even think we put the cover on it. I think it's out.
Is there such a thing as a right or wrong time to put up your Christmas tree? The Couples Court verdict is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Mike and Liza are having that old argument that people have every single year.
Without fail.
Yeah. It's too early for one and it's too late for the other, right? Liza wants to get into the spirit. Go ahead and have the tree out right now. She would have done it last week if Mike allowed her. But Mike says, we've got to have Thanksgiving first before we move forward on the holidays.
Yeah, he says, like December 1st is when your tree goes up. That's just the way it should be. This whole putting everything up earlier and earlier is ridiculous. But what do you think? Rob, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. It's way too early. You got to appreciate the holidays one at a time. You can't rush through. You can't have Christmas stuff at Halloween. You have to celebrate Thanksgiving. You got to do one thing at a time. Don't wish and rush your time away.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten candy on Labor Day?
No.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's a liar.
What does that even mean?
He's a liar. Robert's a liar. Of course he's had candy there.
Why?
Thanks for the call. Labor Day, Halloween, you can have candy whenever you want to. Those rules don't apply, Anna.
You lost me.
Angela, what do you say? Is it too early to put up the tree?
I'm on her side. I don't see an issue. I think if it makes you happy, put up the decor and celebrate the holiday as long as you want. I don't think there's a problem.
I just want to point out the obvious. If you have a real tree now, it's going to die. And you're going to have basically a shell of a tree on Christmas morning when you should have the most celebration. But it's all right. Do what you want.
The most celebration.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Liza, our audience agreed with you. It's the usual blat back and forth. And people just, their tradition is their tradition. But if you want to put up the tree now, it makes you happy. Mike, you lost this fight.
Yes, I'm so excited they agreed with me because it's all about the memories. Who cares if it's a little extra messy for a little bit longer? We are creating cherished moments that we will take with us forever.
Just don't let it near any open flame. Let that thing, you know, take it easy a little bit.
You just can't start the cherished memories after we eat a turkey. You have to start it right now.
Yep, that's right. That's right. You can eat the turkey in the shadow of the tree. It's going to be fine. Mike, you going to be all right with this?
Yeah, I'm taking on the chin. I still feel it's a little bit early, but hey, that's what the people think. So we're going to go with that.
All right. If you got a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $1,400 thanks to T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Stacey, you ready to play today?
Sure am.
Stacey, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room, please.
You got it. Good luck, Stacey.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Raven's walking out of here. That door's going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep, let's go.
Let's do it. Number one, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have been promoting their new film, Wicked, which comes out to theaters on November 22nd this month. What color is the Wicked Witch of the West?
Green.
Number two, a new Star Wars trilogy is in the works, focusing on a new story and new characters. What was the name of the Wookiee warrior and Han Solo's co-pilot on the Millennium Falcon?
Chewbacca.
Number three, Beyonce grabbed her 11th Grammy nomination Friday, making her the all-time leader with 99. Former President Jimmy Carter became the oldest nominee ever. He just celebrated what milestone birthday?
100.
Number four, happy Veterans Day to all those who have served. What famous military movie created by Steven Spielberg stars Tom Hanks as Captain John Miller on a mission to save a missing soldier?
Saving Private Ryan.
And number five, a man named Bill Cundiff just completed a full marathon in every state. He started 6 months ago after having open heart surgery. A full marathon is how far?
Oh, 500K. I have no idea.
Let me bring Raven back in. That was so good. Let's see. 4 out of 5 for Stacey.
Okay, 1400 bucks. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have been promoting their new film, Wicked, which comes to theaters November 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it today in the news, Mattel had to put out an apology because they accidentally, instead of putting a link to the Wicked website, put a link to an adult page.
Mm.
Yep.
Seems like a small oversight.
What color is the Wicked Witch of the West?
She's green.
That's right. Number two, a new Star Wars trilogy is in the works, focusing on a new story and new characters. What was the name of the Wookiee warrior and Han Solo's co-pilot on the Millennium Falcon?
Chewbacca.
Correct. Number three, Beyonce grabbed her 11th Grammy nomination Friday, making her the all-time leader with 99.
It's crazy.
Former President Jimmy Carter became the oldest nominee ever. He just celebrated what milestone birthday?
He's 100, right?
He's 100. His nomination was for a spoken word album called Last Sundays in Plains, a centennial celebration.
Oh, well, I'll run right out and get it today. Thanks.
Number four, happy Veterans Day to all those who served and are active military. What famous military movie created by Steven Spielberg stars Tom Hanks as Captain John Miller on a mission to save a missing soldier?
It's Saving Private Ryan.
Yes, you guys are tied at four. And number five, a man named Bill Cundiff just completed a full marathon in every state.
Wow.
He started 6 months after having open heart surgery.
Good job, Billy.
A full marathon is how far?
26.2.
That's right. Technically, it's 26 miles and 385 yards. But yes, 26.2. Do you know that it comes from Greek, like the Olympics? That's how they came up with the marathon? That's where that comes from?
I mean, I may have known that. Possibly.
You didn't know that.
I mean,
that should have been the question.
I feel like marathons have been around a long time. There's a reason.
I'm sorry, Stacey. He beat you 5-4 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right. Awesome. I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. And even $1,500 tomorrow, Anna.